29. Protocol. Nagami gets out stiffly, stretching his legs, jacket creaking, reaches into the back seat for his colorful carpet bag. Case gets out, too. There is a silence here. No birds sing. If there are dogs, shouldn't we hear them? Looking toward the low brick structures beyond the fence. The wire, she sees, is strung between tall, square columns of discolored concrete. It all feels old and somehow dead. World War II?
I've never heard them, Nagami says darkly, and starts along a footpath, skirting small puddles.
His shoes are black four-eyelet DMs, the Martens of the first decade of punk, long since de-recontextualized into the inexpensive everyman's footwear they'd been designed to be. Uncut grass, wild shrubbery with small yellow flowers. She follows Nagami toward the nearest Mirror World trailer. It is two-tone, the upper body beige, the lower burgundy, dented and dull. It has a shallow, centrally peaked roof that reminds her of drawings of Noah's Ark and books for children, and on its back a square, faded Mirror World license plate, LOB, and four numerals. It doesn't look as though it's been anywhere in a long while, grass grown up around it, hiding any wheels it may still possess. Its windows, she sees, have been sealed over with galvanized sheet metal.
Hobbs, Nagami calls, though not very loudly.
Hobbs! It is Nagami.
He pauses, advances. The caravan's door, beige and burgundy as well, doesn't look as though it could ever fully close.
Hobbs?
He raps twice, softly.
Piss off, says someone. She assumes Hobbs, from within.
It is a voice of utmost weariness, made peevish with pain.
I've come for the calculators, Nagami says, to complete a Japanese transaction. I have your share of the money.
Cunt.
Baranov kicks open the door, it seems, without having to rise from where he must be seated, the opening presenting as a depthless rectangle of darkness.
Who the fuck is she?
You met near Portobello briefly, Nagami says. A friend of Vortex.
Which Case supposes is true, though after the fact.
And why?
Baranov says, leaning slightly forward so that sunlight glints flatly on his glasses.
Would you bring her here?
All weariness gone, now the voice taut and careful, menacing in its precision.